Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia's gas tax suspension has been extended. Two Georgia Supreme Court candidates have been accused of misconduct, and Emory University School of Medicine is expanding access to clinical trials.
It's really not dependent on a patient showing up at a hospital where just by sheer luck, there happens to be an investigator studying X disease. We turn that upside down, so we go find the patients where they are.
Today is Monday, May 18th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. A state panel that investigates ethics complaints against judicial candidates is accusing two Georgia Supreme Court candidates of misconduct, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Candidates Jen Jordan and Miracle Rankin are backed by prominent Democrats and are trying to unseat Republican-appointed justices in elections on Tuesday. They have campaigned together and have promised to restore abortion rights. In a ruling made public on Monday, a special committee of the Judicial Qualifications Commission said their conduct violates the state's judicial codes. The rules bar candidates from endorsing other candidates and making statements that commit them to issues likely to come before their courts. Jordan called the accusations politically motivated attempts to silence her. Rankin called them character assassination. Even with the committee's findings, Tuesday's elections will decide both races. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The Supreme Court races could be the most high-profile campaigns decided in tomorrow's vote. Other closely watched races feature more crowded fields and are expected to go to runoffs on June 16th. Learn more about what's on your ballot with the GPB Voter Guide and follow our coverage with live results tomorrow night at gpb.org/election. Governor Brian Kemp has extended a temporary suspension of the state's gas tax. GPB's Chase McGee reports the 33-cent per gallon break at the pump, 37 cents for diesel, will be in effect for two more weeks.
Kemp on Friday used his authority to declare a state of emergency because of spiraling fuel prices, largely driven by the war in Iran. That in turn allowed him to resuspend collection of the motor fuel tax after the current suspension expires on Tuesday night. The General Assembly passed, and Kemp immediately signed into law the current suspension on March 20th. It's one of only two state gas tax suspensions across the country. The new expiration date on June 2nd ensures motorists traveling over the Memorial Day holiday won't have to pay the tax, as prices remain near their highest level in years. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Summer brings travel, but it also brings a higher risk of juvenile crime. Albany Police Chief Michael Pursley today addressed young people and the adults around them as Daugherty County schools reach the end of the school year.
From a law enforcement perspective, we know that summer can be a season of opportunity, but it can also be a season where idle time leads to poor choices. That is why I want to encourage our youth to stay active, stay connected, and stay focused.
He encouraged parents and others to know where children are and what they're doing, and to have honest conversations with them about choices and consequences. Research on juvenile crime rates over the summer is mixed. While evidence suggests juvenile property crimes rise when school is out, incidents of crimes like assault also might drop. Researchers at Augusta University say early-onset colorectal cancer is no longer rare as diagnoses rise among people under 50. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Social and structural factors play a major role in determining who is diagnosed early, who receives timely treatment, and who ultimately survives. Menghan Tsai is an assistant professor at Augusta University. She says minority populations are disproportionately affected because they lack awareness.
Sometimes they have a mistrust with the healthcare assistants. So a lot of times they feel like if there's no symptoms, there's no reason to do the early checkout and then to connect with the provider.
The American Cancer Society estimates 5,350 Georgians will be diagnosed with colon cancer this year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A precision metal fabrication company plans to build a new manufacturing facility in Middle Georgia. Unified Legacy said on Friday that it's investing $125 million to expand its footprint in Macon. The company says the new facility will create 500 new jobs. The Georgia-based company makes precision metal components for the defense, aerospace, data center, and industrial markets. The independent student-run newspaper at Emory University says it's transitioning from a registered student organization to a registered nonprofit. A 107-year-old Emery Wheel said Friday the move will allow it to maintain its independence, efficiently manage its finances, and continue its journalism and training. The National Peanut Board unveiled a new marketing campaign today aimed at supporting farmers, manufacturers, and producers. The effort aims to elevate peanuts beyond being a reliable staple with the slogan, "It's not nuts, it's peanuts." Peanuts are the state's most valuable crop, worth an annual $877 million. That's according to the latest Farmgate report. Access to clinical trials is often limited to patients at major academic hospitals. An initiative out of Emory University School of Medicine is expanding that access. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Clinical trials testing new treatments for diseases have been severely disrupted by cuts to medical research funding. That's one hurdle for patients, says Larry Bussey, professor of medicine at Emory. Another is where trials are presented, usually outside of the community hospitals where most people go in an emergency. Emory's satellite trials group team is shortening that pipeline, Bussey says.
It's really not dependent on a patient showing up at a hospital where just by sheer luck, there happens to be an investigator studying X disease. We turn that upside down, and so we go find the patients where they are.
The trials group currently works with over a dozen clinical trials in four Emory hospitals, from treatment for allergic reactions to sepsis. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
That's a wrap on the podcast today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be back again tomorrow afternoon, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out gpb.org/news. You'll find updates to any of the stories that you heard on the podcast today, plus new headlines that our reporters have written. If you have feedback or a story idea, something we should be pursuing, let us know by email. That's the best way to reach us. Send it to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.